you really can't achieve your highest and best use if you are not willing to have some of that self-awareness. And I firmly believe that balance starts with self-awareness. That yes, you absolutely can force yourself into balance, right? You can just set up your life where, hey, I'm not gonna do as much of this or whatever. But when you really dial in and you start coming to self-awareness, it's when balance is gonna become a lot easier. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I am your host, Jacqueline or Jax Kreider. And today I wanted to take an opportunity to talk to you a little bit about something that has been on my mind, which is balance. So, you know, balance, how does balance affect the financial space? So first of all, I wanted to tell you that in all honesty and in earnest, I'm not necessarily always the best person about balance. It is something that I genuinely struggle with, not just because we are living in a world where we're very distracted. We have so many things right at our fingertips and all of that, but also because I'm ADHD. So I get easily squirreled off into another space, but balance is super important. It is super important in your life and it's super important in your financial world and space. And I think it's why so much I talk about intentionality and mindset and really stepping back. Because the truth is, there are so many different choices. There's so many different options. There's so many different things to view, to see, to learn about. And when I started thinking about this, one of the reasons you may find me to be such a knowledgeable individual is because I am kind of a nerd. And for a really long time, I put a lot of pressure on myself to be the expert at everything. And that led to very serious burnout and very serious lack of balance because I was running all over the place like a chicken with my head cut off. And the truth was, even though it has created this beautiful foundation for me to be able to provide you information and for me to be able to really give you good perspective because I have gone down all the rabbit holes myself, at the same token, it can absolutely lead you to burnout. So I wanted to share a little bit about my personal journey with that and how I started stepping back and I started sort of laser focusing in and I started really working on the financial mastery piece in my own life through balance and what that looked like in the hopes that maybe that will help somebody else who is experiencing it or going through it and help them in their story. So first of all, I'm going to tell you that self-awareness is huge and is super, super key. And I understand that self-awareness sometimes is very, very uncomfortable. There is definitely moments in time when you are peeling back the layers of what's happened in your youth or what's going on with your family or what kind of trauma has happened to you that is affecting things that is really, really hard to dig in. One, because who really likes to deal with that, the trauma or the not as nice pieces of like what's happened to them in their past or their family. But it's super, super important because one of the things we don't realize, and I was actually at lunch and I was speaking to a very, very dear friend who is in the health space. She's actually been a guest of mine. Her name is Coach Eileen. And Coach Eileen has been in the wellness space for a really long time. And she, like me, we're kind of nerds and we love really to dig deep into information. And so she dug really super deep into breathing and how trauma affects the body.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Imagine having the power to control your financial destiny, no matter where you start. Welcome to the Financial Mastery Simplified course and resource platform, where financial education is tailored to your unique journey. We cover everything you need, from basic budgeting and saving strategies to advanced investing and retirement planning. Learn at your own pace with lessons that match your level of experience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your financial knowledge, join our community of learners and benefit from shared insights and expert guidance. The Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform equips you with the skills and confidence to take charge of your financial future. Ready to master your finances? Enroll in our courses today at the Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform. Start your path to financial independence now.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Hello, and welcome to PBJ Mortgage, where your homeownership dreams become reality. Today, we want to share why choosing PBJ Mortgage is the right choice for your home financing needs. At PBJ Mortgage, we're built on a foundation of values that drive us every day. Our commitment to educate, empathize, and empower our clients sets us apart in the mortgage industry. Our clients are at the heart of everything we do, and their success stories speak volumes. With years of experience, our team possesses in-depth knowledge of the mortgage programs, ensuring you receive expert guidance and the best possible rates. We offer a diverse range of loan options to suit your unique needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, and more. No matter your situation, we've got a solution. At PBJ Mortgage, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service. Our dedicated loan officers are here to guide you every step of the way, making the process as smooth as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We understand that time is of the essence, which is why we've streamlined our processes for efficiency and convenience. Transparency and clear communication are paramount. You'll always know where you stand throughout your mortgage journey. Reach out to us today to set up a call to discover your options. If you're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality, contact PBJ Mortgage today. Let us empower you during this exciting journey. Phone number 4-693-733-107, www.pbjteam.com. Visit our website or give us a call to get started. We look forward to helping you secure your future home. PBJ Mortgage, where home begins.
Thanks for your patience.
One of the things that you sort of learn is that you really can't achieve your highest and best use if you are not willing to have some of that self-awareness. And I firmly believe that balance starts with self-awareness. That yes, you absolutely can force yourself into balance, right? You can just set up your life where, hey, I'm not going to do as much of this or whatever. But when you really dial in and you start coming to self-awareness, it's when balance is going to become a lot easier. When we stop trying so hard to be somebody else or live somebody else's life or somebody else's expectation. And I feel like in the first at least 20, if not closer to 30 years of our lives, we are following in so much expectation and so much lack of balance because we're just being forced into all of these spaces and places that society wants us to be and our family wants us to be and school wants us to be or all of these things. And I think the reason that I even really started creating this podcast, really resonating with other people who are like me, is I never liked living life by somebody else's rules. It's not to say that rules aren't good on their face. Like, definitely we have to have certain rules to keep us safe. And definitely there are certain rules that are just kind of laws of nature. Like, you're not going to change them, or laws or rules of math that are what they are. And no matter what you think or view about them, they exist, right? But there is this part of you that is seeking the freedom to exist in the financial space, in the health space, in the mental space, in all of these spaces in your life. And you're never going to reach the level of mastery that you really want to reach if you don't lean in to a certain level of balance and a certain level of resonance with yourself. And nobody else, no expert, no guru, no person who says they have all the answers for you, no one can really do that. And the reason that I'm so passionate about my core values as far as all my businesses are concerned, and honestly, even my life, which is basically educate, empathize, empower, or educate, equip, empower. I mean, very similar ones, depending on my relative businesses. The reason I feel so powerful about that is I firmly believe that no matter who I am, no matter how smart I am, how capable I am, how anything I am, I'm not living in your shoes. You're walking a different path than me, and that's okay. And my job is simply to present you with information as the expert in some of these spaces, right? To present you with the information, to help you make self-realization, to help you own your own path, and then step in. And so many people in life, in society, in your family, They're not looking for that. They're looking to try to tell you what to do. And although that may be easier, if you are feeling in the depths of your soul that things are off and this is not in alignment, not only with just who you are, but who you'd like to be and what level of mastery you personally would like to reach, no matter what it is, I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, this only comes with self-awareness and the ability to allow yourself to balance. And it isn't easy. There are definitely days where I'm still running amok, feeling like I'm running in a circle and not getting anything accomplished. I'm having major, you know, kind of imposter syndrome where I am like, who are you, Jax, to be teaching everybody about, you know, money when some of your things aren't going exactly according to plan and your life is not always as balanced as you'd like to be. And the thing that I'm going to tell you and I'm going to share with you is you think your life is balanced until you're pushed up against a wall. And roughly 2 years ago, I came to that place financially. For those of you who have listened to the podcast before, you may know a little bit of my personal situation that my husband and I took a little bit of a risk, and that risk between life-lifing and just some of the circumstances and other people's actions surrounding the circumstances situation sort of pushed me up against a financial wall, if you will. And it was super uncomfortable. And I really freaking hated it at first. I was like, this is awful. I don't like this. This is uncomfortable as hell. Like, no, thank you. Please. Like, can I roll again? Right? Like the game of life. Can I roll again? Like next turn, I move on. But you know, that's when I really realized how out of balance my life was. And the ability that no one was coming to save me, that it was up to me and my choices and my responsibility to lean in and to learn what balance looked like and to create it in chaos. And it was not comfortable and it was not fun. And I did have to really seek out a lot of information to figure out what resonated with me and what was going to work best, not only with my personality, but with my unique set of circumstances and a unique makeup, right? I told you I'm ADHD. And so being constant and consistent sometimes is hard. And so creating a balance that doesn't look chaotic at moments is not always easy for me. It's a challenge. And so I'm just going to encourage you to step back in your financial life and in your financial space, in all these places that you're seeing the world put pressure on you to do this or be great at this or whatever. And I'm telling you, if you step back and you are intentional with your thought process and your decisions, in your mindset, in agreeing to step forward and to create balance, you're going to find that your life is a whole lot more fulfilled. You are going to feel a lot better about it. You're going to stop needing to keep up with the Joneses or look around to try to desperately see what is everybody else doing and what's popular so I can try to follow the trend and get in quickly and whatever. I mean, I'm not telling you don't do what you want to do, but sometimes when you, in the quietness of your own heart and your own space, strip back kind of what things look like and where you're at, and if those things that everybody else is valuing and tell you matter really matter to you, a lot of times you're going to just find they don't. And I think for me, that was a really, really hard lesson because I spent so many years and so much energy and so much effort trying to be all things to all people, trying to have all the information and all the answers and all the perfection and all of the things. And the truth is, I just needed to be honest with myself and where I was at and what I needed to be able to succeed. And sure, I'm not saying that you don't have to fold in a little bit of what's going on in your family dynamic and your work dynamic and all those things. But if you strip all that out, and you ask yourself the hard questions, the questions that maybe your whole life you've been avoiding, that's when like real aha moments come. That's when real life-changing, life-altering mastery comes in the quietness of your own heart. Because you need things like podcasts or programs that you're involved with or certain levels of education to be able to give you some framework to be able to give you, let's say, like maybe a blueprint, but implementing the blueprint and figuring out how that resonates with you, that's not up to any expert. It's you and your life and the way that you want to accomplish that. That is that. It's why I'm so passionate about bringing in other people and other people's viewpoints and other people's expertise and having conversations and sharing my two cents and all the things, right? It's not because I think that I'm the expert at everything. I'm not. I am a very smart individual. And I told you, I have gone down so many rabbit trails because that's just my brain. And a lot of the ways that I felt like I created value and self-worth is by going down a lot of these paths. But the truth is, the power of knowing what you need and what resonates with you, it's always lived within you. You are literally born with it. And when you learn how to tap it, when you learn to sit in the quiet stillness of your own mind and see what lights you up inside, that honestly is what changes the game. It's what helps you master everything in life, finances included. And so as I was thinking about this today and I was having this conversation today and really kind of going through some other things, all of these conversations kind of converged inside my brain. And the word that kept popping into my head was balance, balance, balance. And I thought, you know, I need to take a few minutes and I need to make a solo podcast episode and just talk about it, because I think for a vast majority of my life, I thought success looked like doing the perfect thing that somebody had laid out in the perfect way. And so I just felt pretty awful about myself because achieving that felt impossible because there was so much noise and I was getting pulled in so many different directions and told, don't do this and do this and also try not to do this, but also handle it. And it's exhausting. It truly is. It's exhausting. And I personally probably have made less money in the last year or two than I've made in a long, long time. And I think some of that has been to show me some of these paths and to allow myself to be a little bit uncomfortable and to find out some of the places that I'm blocked or stopped. And it's been eye-opening. And so if I can just encourage you today to stop listening to the noise, to stop listening to every podcast that I produce or somebody else produces and trying to do every single thing, every single rabbit trail that I've gone down or somebody else has gone down, or this is the only way, or you should do it that way, or whatever it is that is happening inside of you right now. If I can highly encourage you to take the information, take the education, take the perspectives, equip yourself with what is resonating, what's going to positively affect you, your life, your future, and then go forth in that balance, that's what's going to change the game for you. And I get it. It's not going to come comfortably. There are going to be moments you are going to be like, nah, it's just easier to do like whatever somebody else told me. I don't really want to do this self-work. Like, I don't want this self-awareness. I don't want to figure out like where my blocks are, whatever. I mean, that's literally the entire reason I created Financial Instincts Framework, is I started realizing that I had this weird gift of seeing into people. I can see their potential. I can see who they could be if they would step in. And I don't know exactly why I know that or how I know that. It's just something ever since I was a little kid I could do. I could almost see into someone's soul like very early on. And I realized that when people actually come to self-awareness and they realize they're ready to go to the next level, that that's something that I actually could help with, that I could help them, you know, go down the path. The key was that they had to learn to put in the work, right? They had to be willing. They had to have self-awareness and the decision that that's where they wanted to head and that's where they wanted to go. And they wanted to do some of that deep, hard work, right? And they wanted to be given that roadmap to help them through that. But until you reach that point, until you step back, and you say, okay, great, I'm ready. I'm ready to go all in. Know that you can live a life where you can be financially successful. You can live a life where you can be emotionally successful, spiritually successful, health successful, all the things. The difference is, in my opinion, you're not going to reach and dig deep into full-blown mastery, because success and mastery, in my opinion, are not the same thing. So I really quickly am going to look up what the actual definition for mastery is, so that we don't have to take my word for it. So mastery signifies possessing exceptional knowledge, skill, or control over a particular subject or activity. And so to me, that's quite different than success, right? Because success, let's see what they say the definition of that is, just for the heck of it. The accomplishment of an aim or purpose, the good or bad outcome of an undertaking. So that is significantly less depth. And so that sort of becomes a question, right? Do you want to go deep? Do you want to hit full mastery? Do you want to feel fulfilled in a way beyond your wildest dreams? Or are you good with surface level success, with having the pat on the back from either the world or society or whatever it is that looks like? And ultimately, I can't make that choice for you. But I think for the most part, people seek deep, true, pure fulfillment. And I truly only believe that that comes from mastery. And that mastery is coming from balance and balance from self-awareness. And so that was just weighing on my mind. And I thought, okay, I'm gonna hop on here and make a real quick podcast and just share that. Because like I said, my ultimate goal in anything that I do is to reach and touch people so that they can really reach and make the best and the highest of the best use out of themselves. And if I can do that, then I will reach full fulfillment and I will feel like I did my part. So hopefully this episode of Financial Mastery Simplified was helpful for you. If you do want help on some of these paths, if you do want some free resources to be able to help you, I offer things that are totally free that you can access and also some things that are paid. So one of the things that I say all the time when it comes to awareness is just like knowing like where your money is even going to begin with, right? A lot of people just don't have that self-awareness. So I literally offer like a budgeting tool that is not intended to be this rigid, horrid thing that you don't want. It's supposed to try to help you bring self-awareness. And so if you're looking for some of those kind of things, please make sure you check in the show notes and the links and things like that, because there are so many things. And my aim is really to help you succeed on the biggest, broadest, best level you can ever succeed. And so I'll see you again next week on another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. Have a great week.